Welcome to Proverb Practicals. Proverb Practicals is brought to you by Grace Bible Church of Milton, Florida. Open your Bible to the announced proverb and follow along with Bible teacher Ludwig Opager as he shares with you another Proverb Practicals.
Proverbs 10, 6 and 7. Blessings are upon the head of the just, but violence covereth the mouth of the wicked. The memory of the just is blessed, but the name of the wicked shall rot. One of the great delights of God is to bless. God is slow to anger, but swift to show mercy. God walks slowly toward his place of wrath, but he is swift to extend his mercy. But thou art a God ready to pardon, gracious and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness, and forsookest them not. Nehemiah 9:17b. Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Psalm 145:2. God's plan for man includes God's blessing upon man. When Jesus Christ on the cross uttered, "It is finished," included in that finishing was the putting on the side of the believer every spiritual blessing. The Apostle Paul in Ephesians 1:3 wrote, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ." Spiritual blessings are restricted to those in Christ. Jesus Christ said in John 17:17, "Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth." This means that God the Father sets believers apart for himself and for his service. But it also means that believers, his children, are set apart for his blessing. "Sanctify them through thy truth" puts a believer into the pipeline of God's spiritual blessing. The practical outworking of God's word in the life of the believer will bring the believer the blessings of God. All people throughout the world receive temporal blessings of God, but the spiritual blessings he gives are only to those who are sanctified. The world cannot know spiritual blessings because they are spiritually discerned, and only a spirit alive unto God can receive the things of God. They are in Christ blessings and can only be known by those in Christ. Our proverb, "Blessings are upon the head of the just," paints a picture of a just or saved man under a great cascading waterfall. This is the great Niagara of blessings God wishes to bestow on his children. God desires this picture be impressed on his children, as it is his delight to load his children with blessings. David declared this truth in Psalm 68:19. "Blessed be the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation." Paul captured this same thought in 1 Corinthians 2:9 and 10. "But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God." Do these spiritual blessings come upon the head of the just from a God who is eccentric or fickle? Does he just toss out blessings impulsively or indiscriminately? Or do the spiritual blessings conform to a pattern or plan? This plan was given to the children of Israel and is directly tied to obedience. "Behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse. A blessing if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day. And a curse if you will not obey the commandments of the Lord your God, but turn aside out of the way, which I command you this day, to go after other gods which ye have not known." Deuteronomy 11:26 through 28. The valve of obedience must be opened for God's blessings to flow. It is God's delight to bless, but His blessings flow only by obedience to His word. This is not a threat of God to obey or else, but a promise of God. Anyone outside of God's economy, those who do not trust His Son, the Word of God, will suffer all loss. There are no spiritual blessings to those who do not obey God's Word. Blessings are upon the head of the just, and the just will open his mouth in praise and thanksgiving to the giver of benefits. But violence covereth the mouth of the wicked. The wicked cannot praise God because he withholds himself from the blessings of God. His own unbelief keeps his heart shut off from the blessings that flow freely to those who believe. He shuts himself off from any spiritual blessings because he refuses God-given life, which would open to him the door of heaven's blessings. Even the memory of the just is blessed, because his life was filled with the blessings of God. This is what will be remembered about the just. It is not the greatness of the just that will be remembered, but the greatness of the blessings of God upon the just. The wicked have no blessings of God by which to be remembered. Therefore the name of the wicked shall rot. What a contrast in legacies is given in this proverb. What an incentive is lifted up before us to be counted among the just.
We trust you have been blessed by today's proverb. You may find us on the web at www.proverbpracticals.com. This program is a production of Grace Bible Church in Milton, Florida. Thank you for listening, and tune in again to hear another Proverb Practicals.